Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota.
Well, I think we haven't talked about coal. It's
coal.
Yeah. Talking about coal because, you know, coal is super important in North Dakota. Back when I had a chance to work on initially and then later chair Vision 2000, which was a statewide economic development effort. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were doing that, I remember, you know, pouring over the economic data of North Dakota, and the two highest GDP counties in the state were, you know, our two coal producing counties. You know, I mean, the main ones, you know, Beulah, Hayes and Center, Underwood. I mean, that whole area was where we're, you know, which is the heart of coal country, and still is. I mean, there's 12,000 jobs in the state that are dependent on coal. 80% of our electricity comes from coal. We've got reliable, we've got some of the lowest cost electricity in the nation. And that, you know, it's super important. And here's again where we've had an administration in Washington, D.C., which has really had an anti-coal agenda, mm-hmm. is what they've had. And now we're faced with a presidential election where, you know, we got a we're going to end up with Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. And Hillary is anti-coal, anti-fracking, and on her environmental stuff, she's really bad for agriculture too. And so again, I mean, it would be devastating for the North Dakota economy if we're hurting right now. I mean, we have to do everything we can to elect a Republican into the White House next fall and have a pro-energy, pro-business leader in the White House. I mean, what a relief that would be, you know, for North Dakota. And it's why I endorsed, you know, Trump when he's going to be the winner of this thing, without hesitation, because again, having a business leader in the White House who's pro energy would be great for our state. The alternative, Hillary, would be a disaster. And so, you know, charge ahead, go Trump, and I'll do whatever I can to help him get elected.
A lot of people don't understand that. I think it's like 75 to 80%, if not more, of North Dakota energy is powered by coal.
Yes.
And when you replace, when you take away 1 megawatt of coal, 1 megawatt of wind doesn't replace it. It's like 10 or 20 even times. It's not the same. It's not, you know, and I don't think a lot of people understand that.
No.
So anything you want to make say to the oil producing counties? Just what does the gubernatorial stance mean to them, I guess?
Well, I hope that they all understand that they know how I understand exactly how important energy is to the state of North Dakota. I mean, over 50% of state revenues coming in have come from the energy industry. Mm-hmm. And we can't, you know, education, healthcare, you know, flood protection, law enforcement, you know, anything that we're doing right now in the state of North Dakota, we need to tip our hats and say thanks to the people that have worked to develop the energy resources in the state. And so people can know that not only will I be a champion for energy in the state, but also that Brent Sanford, my running mate, part of the reason I picked Brent was because, you know, he's been on the front lines. I mean, he's fourth generation, you know, Watford City, McKenzie County individual. And then he comes back and he's been there through the boom, and now he's been there through the downturn, and he understood that not only do we need, you know, great jobs, we have to build great communities. And if you look at what's been accomplished there in terms of, you know, not just the infrastructure, but, you know, daycare, affordable housing for teachers, the new hospital that's coming, you know, the rec center, the new high school. I mean, when Brent moved home to North Dakota, his daughter was born here, there were 6 kids that in her age group that were born that year in Watford. There would have been 6 kids in her class without the Bakken. Now there's 120 kids in her class in the Bakken. You know, and so, I mean, you know, what he's seen, you know, going through this thing, and it's been 4 decades since we've had anybody in the lieutenant governor, the governor's office, you know, that's got a, you know, directly from an oil producing county. And so that's why, you know, I picked Brent. I mean, like, because I was like, hey, we got to have somebody who's lived through it, who understands this, you know, directly and has, you know, they know the effect that's had on their community, on their family, and Brent's been involved. He's been working, recruiting, you know, oil companies to headquarter and, you know, get, you know, their employment base in Watford City. I mean, he understands it. So that was a key decision. I think people can look, that was really the first decision to get to judge somebody on is, you know, about, you know, how is this, you know, how is a guy who's a, you know, a business leader, how's a business leader going to view the Bakken? Well, the very first thing I did was I'm going to the Bakken and I'm getting a guy to be my partner. And that guy happens to also be a CPA, you know, because part of this is I got to have somebody who understands we're in a fiscal crisis at the state level. I need a partner that can help us, you know, manage our way through the budget challenge we're going to have. So he's the perfect partner.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Burgum or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
And everyone else came down. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit DeadwoodLodge.com. That's DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Life in the northern town. Hey, down my mind to the night. Hey, down my hey, life in the northern town.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.